Hello.
Oh, Dimmick.
What's up, man?
Dude, nice. You made it. Okay.
I made it, yeah.
Now we need Next is Canon to get on here, and that'd be beautiful. He would just not be such a fucking buffoon.
Charlatan.
Yellow.
Oh, wow.
Look who
Okay.
it is.
Look who it is.
Nimic boy.
As I Canon Schuessler and Harrison Dimmick on the
Look
podcast.
who decided to show up.
Hey man, I just joined when I got the link.
Dimmick, how does it feel being on Quinn versus the World? Quinn and Cannon versus the World, the podcast.
I like it. I like it. I feel part of the crew.
That's right.
That's right. That's what you should be.
You can officially.
All right, so, boys, what's our first topic of the day?
First topic. Well, Gideon Lombardo.
Again.
I'd like to bring a topic to the table. The last year's national championship game, Alabama versus Georgia.
Oh yeah, hey, wasn't that
just a slap in the nuts? Just a good smack in the nuts.
Yeah, what the hell is he doing here anyway?
He wants me out now.
Who the hell invited this guy?
Dimmick eats hurt.
Discuss.
So we're recording at 4:45 p.m. on a Saturday. What have you gentlemen been doing so far today?
I've been setting up this goddamn podcast.
I've been eating cake and getting fat and crying.
I went and worked out this morning. Yeah.
Oh, big man on campus.
Big man on campus. Big man. Uh-oh. Watch out, guys. We got our... Yeah,
dude.
Watch out,
and now
and
I know it was mentioned on the last podcast in a positive and negative way, but I appreciate the shout out.
the large buffoon.
The large buffoon. Somebody big and stupid. That's what I heard.
Well, I mean, it's kind of both of them, but I feel like came stupider in terms of like raw knowledge. It's kind of like if you put them together, have them try to figure out, like, a little peg puzzle, like, put the square in the circle hole.
All I'm saying is, Cannon, what's your grade in English? Because mine's a lot better than yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Aren't you some...
Sure.
Oh, yeah, he's about Miss Blair's class, Quinn.
Miss Blair hates... Oh, my God.
I'm part of the Plyer cult.
The Plyer cult.
The plot, the cold
my phone number and my address and gives them out to people.
Yes, she does.
That's what your cult does. Yeah, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson Flyer.
Michael Jackson Flyer.
Jackson Flyer, man.
She looks exactly like him, though.
Just like Michael Jackson. And her, like, disgusting stroke face. Diva. Ugh. Yeah. Disgust. Dimmick, I heard you gave Playa Cannon's number.
I did indeed, man. Remember when she said she'd give me bonus points if I did.
I mean, I feel like Cannon is Playa wants some of that Schuessler.
I prayed.
She was gonna come to his house.
Yeah. She was going to come to my house and ask if my project was done.
It's for the lips.
Come here, Cannon. Give mama some bit of sugar.
Give mama some sugar, Cannon.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Happens. It's on your head. How do you feel?
I feel like I'm enabling a pedophile.
Enable, yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't be wrong.
I didn't exactly, you know... Didn't exactly have common sense or human.
The most beautiful woman she is, but I'm sure she has a good heart.
She seems like the type of person that would have a clothespin holding back the rest of her like skin that's like off face.
Like the Predator. Like
wouldn't be surprised if one of them little arm laser cannons came out of your shoulder and she shot you in class.
How about her tongue?
Like an alien comes out your chest.
She just reminds me everything about like. Who's what is the other English teacher we hated?
Yeah,
Miss Green.
Oh, I remember her, yeah.
Miss Green. She's a sub now.
She was the blue team teacher in sixth grade.
Oh, I had her, yeah. Dude,
I heard her.
I bet. I felt like Miss Golliver was worse.
Yeah. Oh my god. That woman was.
Did Miss Golliver? Oh boy.
Didn't she like drink like wine in the class or something? She had like a wig.
She did have a wig, I know that. She did have a wig, I know that.
Yeah. It was so weird. Like her hand just kept going back into her hair and it kept going.
It just kept going.
Endless, just like, oh god, Miss Golliver.
Yeah.
She had those jolly papers laced with fentanyl.
She had methamphetamines in her textbooks, actually.
Laced with rat poison.
And she's handing out.
We want some candy.
Dude, you did have a big thing at Jolly Ranchers. You remember that?
Yes, I used to take them all. No wonder I turned out this way. I used to be normal. That
means for a solid year.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Poison and meth.
Two of the most delicious things on this side of the
this side, not the other side.
This side.
Mississippi.
This side of the bayou. Come there, you got more
this side of the bayou. I'm going to buy some meth.
Why are all English teachers so weird is my question.
You know what's really weird is art teachers. Art teachers have, like, lost their mind.
Oh my god, Mr. Johnson and the freaking... It's the final project!
Dude, I never had the pleasure of having him.
Oh my bean boy. He got... Okay, it's a funny story, nice. Okay?
He's so sensitive, so that's what we make fun of.
So, here's a funny thing. So, I remember one time during Store 60, right? No, it was before Store 60. We saw Mr. Johnson eating some beans. And we kept going, it's the game beans. We kept saying that. And so... during Store 60, I'm walking with Emma Heiss, and we were going to, like, in her little group, we were going to Mr. Johnson's class. And Mr. Johnson just straight up rejects me and doesn't allow me in. And so I come and I confront him about it. And he's like, you know, you were insulting me all fourth period. And I didn't want to...
You got him his bad side, my guy.
He was so triggered that I called him Bean Boy. He completely rejected my entrance into his class.
Honestly, you know who that sounds like?
Who?
It sounds like Mr. McGoy when, like, if you quit wrestling, he would treat you like garbage in class.
Yes, God. Mr. McGoy was like the Mr. McGaw.
McGaw.
Swiggity giggity boy.
Remember Coach McGaha from ninth grade? Coach McGaha.
At least he was cool about it. Freaking Mr. McGoy, like, God.
Dude,
don't even get me started.
Dude, all he used football was is for recruiting for wrestling.
Really? What it was? He was, God. He
didn't care about that football team.
Yeah, I remember, like, middle school football coach that, like, got, like, arrested or something.
Coach Corn. Coach Corn.
Ricky Corn.
Coach Corn. He got arrested for selling alcohol to minors.
Yeah.
Coach Corn, what a legend.
Dude, I hated him so much. Don't ever call that man a legend.
Heard everybody hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, the biggest douche ever.
I mean,
I heard he was, like, equal to Hitler. Or like
yes, that is correct. No, Coach Patton, dude. Oh my gosh,
dude,
he was a super nice guy off the field, but on the field, his favorite phrase was "chop him."
Come on, chop! You know those coaches, like nicknames to people, like "come on, fat ass," like or like.
I don't think that's a nickname. I think Zach Bailey claimed that title a while ago.
Wow.
Exactly. Listen to our podcast. We can't bully him straight up.
Say, oh, Zach Paisley's a badass. We can't say that.
The thing is,
you just shouldn't.
Love you, Zach. You're cool.
Zach, you just need to remember. Chop him. That's all you need to remember.
Choppy.
For like 5 years, how has he not lost any weight?
Can't say that.
Good question.
I just had to acknowledge it before, like, you know, I don't know. I just had to point it out.
Yeah. Never mind.
Never need stuff to make fun of us. You can make fun of, like, my arm length, and you can make fun of Quinn's belly button.
Or him being black. Same thing.
Yeah, or you could just call him black.
Fuck you.
Yeah, my lord. That's funny.
A better topic. Hey, damn it. Right in between you and Bella.
Oh. We're going to do this on the podcast? All right.
Tell us the story, damn it. Tell us the story.
Well, I had just gotten back from state trip. We had planned on talking when I got back from state Saturday night, but I didn't get back till 10:30 because, you know, traffic. Uh-huh. And she said, I can't hold my feelings in anymore. Which we talked it over the phone, and I'll leave the details.
Oh,
to your imagination.
Feelings? What does that imagination? Mean? Wow, really? We can do this?
No, I'm not giving you free rein on that, but.
Burned a Nazi symbol in my front yard. You can't do that.
Wait, what?
Like you said, we can use our imagination. I'm imagining she says, you know, like, damn it, you can't just burn a cross in my front yard. You can't just.
That may be semi-offensive to Quinn. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
You swear. Like,
burn a cross in my front
podcast.
Hey, Derek, does this name sound familiar? Celia.
Oh, Celia M. Budge.
Morial.
Morial. Oh. Remember when she was crying over, like, I think it was you?
I didn't do just what?
Like, I didn't do shit. Derek was like, I didn't do shit.
I didn't do shit now. She just started crying.
I don't know. She was weird. But she was awesome.
Fun fact, she moved back to where I was born, Springville, Alabama.
Springville? We have a Springville?
Springville, Alabama. Go Tigers!
So you said Bella said she can't hold her feelings.
It was just we hadn't had the chance to talk about anything or hang out really for a couple weeks because of her arm, me going to track, all that stuff, all personal stuff. But
so who finally said, you know what, like we're done or something? Was it you or her?
I think it was her. But, well, I don't think I know it was her, but it was a sort of a mutual feeling at that point. I'll leave that up to y'all to imagine, but I'm not going to go any further with it.
All
right. I'll say. It was
mutual. What do y'all think about the new FAMAS update in Fortnite?
Oh. I haven't seen.
Oh.
Have you not played with it?
I have not Fortnite in a hot. I have not played with it yet.
Yeah, damn it. I have Xbox Live Gold now, so.
Yeah, you need to hit me up. We'll play. Yeah, we'll play some duos.
Actually, yeah, and Quinn can we can cross play, and
if he goes gets his freaking
Xbox from Georgia,
yeah.
Freaking Thursday, shout out!
Finally,
it's about time. Yeah. How long has it been gone, Quinn?
Jesus, I don't even know. It's like February,
dude.
It's in Georgia. What do we do? Hop up and walk there.
At that point.
A bus?
Take the bus.
Take you a nice little flight over to Atlanta.
Please, guys, leave me alone. Take
a nice little flight over to Atlanta, Quinn.
Let me play on my 20 frame per second computer.
Actually, I'm playing on my TV right now, so
yeah, with my TV. Suck my dick.
This is now an R&D podcast. Thanks, Cannon.
Yeah. Well. Usually, yeah. So yeah. My bad, y'all.
I gotta go to dinner in like 50 minutes.
Christian server.
I will be eating with some friends of mine.
What friends?
It's the UN. You know, the Asians.
The UN. Oh yeah. You know, it's weird, Dimmick. Everybody thinks of you as, like, a racist, but all you, like, your main friends are, like, Asians and Indians.
Minorities, yeah.
Yeah, minorities.
Did BK Nation make plans?
White people. True white people.
They're too much for my liking.
Did no one else just hear? Did BK Naked Nation make plans?
BK Naked. Naked.
You guys made plans?
Sorry, Quinn. I'll add you to that chat next week. The football team had their scrimmage today. I wonder how that went.
The football team.
Getting ready for that 2-8 season.
Yeah, that's a
football. How exciting!
Yeah, me and Quinn jumped that ship a while ago.
So bad.
It's like, bad. We never got any better.
It's kind of sad, really.
Like, it's like it would have been fine if we were like progressing, but we weren't.
Decent. We were just... like, if y'all were like a C plus team, but y'all are like a D minus now.
Right, a D minus. We were like a straight F.
No. We're gonna explain how bad the coach is. So, but we will have this one player, not by name. I will not call this man by name. What I'm gonna give this man an appropriate title. So, comparing him to the NFL, this man will Blaine Gabbert. We'll call him BG.
BG.
Now, BG was one of the worst players on the team, and he somehow got stuck at defensive line with me and Quinn. Now, me playing both ways, I played running back and defensive end.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes 40 inches, too.
And now, it was getting late in the game. Or actually, no, what is it early in the game, Quinn? Or was it early in the game?
Yeah.
It might have been.
I know it was the Hoover game. I know it was the Hoover game.
Early in the game.
Yeah, because, okay, so we had the lead. Because I just took it in for six, and then Kyle Harmon, good friend, shout out to the Indiana crew. He got the 2-point conversion after I scored. And we kicked it off. We get them to a 3rd and 10. Really could have forced a 3-and-out and got the ball back and scored again and go up 2 scores. But unfortunately, Quinn gave off the you sort of gave off the body language that you were tired, maybe. Was that it, Quinn? And then Coach Milton.
I'm going to take a whiff of air. And Coach takes me out.
Coach? Okay, so we had this one coach that will remain nameless. But Quinn's pretty – he's pretty fit. He wasn't tired. We all know it. And basically what happened was Coach sends in Matthew Aaron.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Matthew.
Well, Blaine Gabbert, Matthew Aaron, same thing. Oopsies, sort of spilled the beans on that one. Sends in Blaine Gabbert. And Coach Youngblood goes, who the hell put Matthew Aaron in? He's going to die. What do you know? The next play, he is double teamed, blown off the line of scrimmage, and they run for 30 yards.
Look at Matthew Aaron.
Not even surprised they double teamed about that. Once he got back in, he was like, "Some fuck."
No wonder we're losing, you Jags. You put in Matthew Aaron over me. Kill yourself.
And then, as soon as they go down and score, make it 8-8. And what do you know? Lo and behold, our quarterback. Lobster, who I will call him Lobster, turns to his left and just throws it right to the guy. He was attempting to throw a screen pass and throws it right to the guy. Pick six, we're down 14-8. We're down 14. And then we all go on to lose the game 24-48.
It's just embarrassing.
It was a rough
for you. Playing.
Our entire team was basically a circus act.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a serious person on the field, but at least I was like halfway decent.
You had common sense of what not to do.
That's when you put a freaking child with cerebral palsy in. It's almost an algebra equation, okay? That's what it's like asking Patrick Starr to freaking calculate the distance between Beetlejuice and our star, like our son. Yeah, like, come on.
Beetlejuice don't play.
Not Beetlejuice the movie, you fool. The fucking star, yeah. The celestial body. God.
It was a very frustrating season.
It was,
I pee people.
My man.
That was a very interesting season, to say the least. Quinn, what was your favorite moment from that season?
When it was over.
I can't remember, Quinn. Did you even go to the banquet?
Yeah. It was terrible. The food was terrible. The banquet was terrible. I went to the banquet then. You know, it's just all around, I'd say, definitely one of the most annoying years of life. And I'm friends with Kevin Kiesler, so.
Dude, who's ready for their first and fourth period exams on Monday?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be. I only have first period.
Cannon's going to fail that ply exam in first period.
I don't have an exam Monday.
Don't? What do you have first?
Baker? Oh. You only have first cannon?
Michael Jackson.
I'm going home with you then.
So yeah, I'll only have the one in the morning.
Yeah, I'll...
What do you have fourth period? Actually, I know Quinn is Baker, but...
Graphic arts. I have graphic fourth, Baker first.
No, fourth we have Johnson.
Yeah, graphic arts is fourth.
I have Michael Jackson Playa and Coach Bell.
Ew.
Coach Bell hates Negroes.
Coach Bell doesn't care about
people. Honestly, if our teachers ever hear this, dude, hell to pay.
Yeah,
you know it.
There will be hell to pay, man. Of course, I can see really telling it would be Gideon Lombardo.
Yeah.
Our Supreme Lord, don't you dare talk about him like that.
You may call him the Supreme Leader, you cheeky fuck.
Our Supreme Leader.
You don't get the right to call him.
Call him Gideon. Call him the Oh, I went car shopping yesterday. For a new truck.
Hey.
I didn't find anything, though, because I test drove two. Both of them just weren't good cars.
This is garbage.
Wow. How tragic.
Yeah, I need to get a car. I prefer
Caleb, weren't you suspended from driving for, 2 weeks?
Me?
Yes.
I was, but now I'm good.
No.
For what?
All right, so... Me and Ryan and Solomon, we went to Ariana's music video shoot. But if y'all haven't seen it, the music video's out, by the way. The house we went to was garbage. It was this little, broken down house with, piss stains in the couch.
Piss stains.
So I had to drive, all of, all of our friends and shit over there. And they were, drinking. And, they smell like cigarettes and everything. And so one of them spills wine in the back of my car, or back of my mom's car. And I didn't know, where it was coming from. So I just rolled the windows down and drove really fast to try and get the smell out. And
dude, the smell doesn't come out if you don't get the stain out, you retard.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know that they spilled it back there. It wasn't until the next day that I found out that somebody... spilled a whole bottle of red wine in the back of my mom's car.
What queers are drinking wine?
Yeah. I mean, straight out of the bottle. I mean, But I met, they're chill. I kind of like them. They're cool. But they nearly fucked me over.
Shut up, cock nostril.
No, not this again.
Cock nostril.
No one cares. So, my turn. So, I was hanging out with Olivia, Ryan, and Maddie. You know Maddie, the girl I said, Ryan. Right?
Yeah. Wait, she hung out with
y'all finally? She was hanging out with Ryan first, and then Olivia goes, I think they're together. And I'm like, what? Let me see. And so I look at this, and they're together. I'm at a gas station for whatever. just sitting there. I see Ryan in the driver's seat like a pure buffoon. So I get out, and you know, and it was just like the most awkward thing ever. And here's what I'm like. Maddie was like sad about something.
He's not what I thought he was. He looks like a donkey.
He's not who I thought he was. I thought he was hot.
But I got a rat.
It was the classic Tinder picture thing.
Yeah, it's the Tinder picture. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Dude, because he doesn't even have a Tinder picture. Ryan was ugly in any picture. But he's ugly in any form. He's Ryan Warbaugh. Yeah! How disgusting.
Yeah, he added me on Snapchat a couple days ago.
Did you add him back?
I added him back, but I don't know how to spell his last name, so I can't change his contact picture.
Pretty much.
I can guarantee you, like, only 10 people know how to spell Quinn's first name correctly.
Look at Ryan. Quinn, look at Ryan's latest post on Instagram. Hit the caption, it's a nigger dying.
I don't die. Like, shut the hell up, yeah, Ryan. And
Drew goes, shut up.
All about the same thing.
Shut up. Press F. Like, that's so stupid.
So Quinn, I never got to ask you, what's your opinion on the entire Source 60 being taken away because of a couple fights?
Oh, that was a while ago, wasn't it? Is it dead yet?
It was a week ago.
A week or so ago.
Over this completely affects us in no way possible.
But like, what were you thinking like during that? We already knew who it was.
Honestly,
it's just like
I was just like more or less annoyed. I didn't really have any strong emotions.
I was just like, yeah, well, here we go again.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean,
it happened last year.
Yeah, it happened last year.
That's people are just gonna fight, and I feel like Oak Mountain doesn't really quite understand that.
Yeah,
people are gonna punch each other, people want to like have problems with each other.
No, it's not even a punch, it's like a slightly bald fist being thrown sideways.
Yeah,
it's like Ryan's punches.
People are just kind of tackling each other, and I feel like they don't understand that that's just the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
man, I bet you a pretty penny at Sayers. I bet you a pretty penny.
Dude, how many times do you think Mr. Epps watched that fight on replay?
Yeah, Mr. Epps is like watching the cameras and like rewatching it. Like, oh, why is watching?
Not ending out, man. Why is the ooh? Got that nigga in his skull. Nigga wearing his skull.
Apparently, Cam's shirt got taken off.
Yeah, apparently, his shoe off.
Yeah,
like
all that was left was his one shoe.
A crater in the ground and Cam's shoe.
Walking around the... Yeah.
Just like, Brian fucking got with Super Saiyan, stood up, his eyes glowing.
I didn't think Cam did that type of stuff. I thought he was, like, chill.
How did he fight? No, he fought Alex Whitaker, like, earlier this year, like, last year.
Alex Whitaker? Who's that?
This is Junior. He's Alex Whitaker. I don't know what else he would tell you about.
Yeah. And they're both.
Whitaker. I mean, come on.
Hey, Cam's cool and all, but I didn't think he did that stuff.
I'm cool with everybody that was involved in that fight.
Yeah, like they're all like really chill, except to each other.
I mean, it's quite ridiculous in my opinion. I couldn't believe it. I'm cool fighting.
With everybody that was in that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just said this. Fucking. Dumbass.
Quinn fight somebody.
Oh, he did. It already happened.
Yeah, he already has. I completely forgot. Who was it, Quinn?
Tristan.
Oh, Tristan. That's right.
Xavier Tristan.
Yeah, Mr. Epps is hitman.
Defeat.
Yeah,
Mr. Epps is hitman.
I saw that fight coming a mile away, Quinn.
you did nothing about it.
Yeah, because it's Tristan. Like, I'm not going to get my ass whooped trying to try and save you because you didn't get out of the seat.
I would have done something.
Did you get in trouble for recording that?
Yeah, I got suspended.
What happened if you've just been a good friend?
Well, I was like, I don't know. It was weird. As soon as the computer fell down, I was like, fuck that. If it happens again, I'm helping you.
Sure, Schuessler.
And if I don't, then you can. We'll figure it out.
He's in alternative school.
Yeah, he's in alternative school now.
With Bobby.
Yeah, with Bobby.
DeMarcus.
Yeah.
What about never mind.
Like, as soon as Quinn got out, they all went there. They're scared of you, Quinn.
Did Quinn go join the crew?
No, I said as soon as you got out of alternative school, they all went there.
Yeah, didn't Ross go too?
Ross is like, no. From what I've seen, he's not. I have yet to see him like he might be in alternative school, but from what I've seen, I think he might have like dropped out or something.
He's in alternative school. He was in alternative school last time. Yeah, like I saw him in the spam and stuff.
I don't know. I remember he got like arrested for something. I've seen his mugshot on something.
Yeah, it's his mugshot's the picture of
Doom. You ever seen the face of hell? I remember it. Yeah. Ross is pretty cool.
I'm cool with everybody, man. I don't really have anybody that
they're not like
damn it.
Yeah, shove you peaceful bastard.
I can't name one person I'm just not cool with.
Emmy Long, I can't name a person I'm not cool with.
Our podcast. No, they don't. Never mind.
Emmy Long, yeah. Emmy Long wouldn't listen to this.
Emmy Long?
Yeah, you get her in the comment section. Watch that.
Yeah, we should interview her.
Dude, I'm telling you, you should interview Min one day. Oh, you'd get a lot of rated R stuff coming out of his mouth.
You know who we need to interview? Larry Haynes.
Oh yeah,
that was the main goal. It was like 50th episode or something. We interview Larry Haynes.
Dude, I bet you he would. I bet you $100 he would.
That's what we should do. Like, if we just go to the school.
Dude, honestly, that's like he probably would. He's that chill.
Yeah, like I would love to have him on this. Oh, the things I
wear.
Like, how do you feel about Cruz?
Cynthia. You know he couldn't say much, though.
How do you climb on ropes at Hulk and Lego Marvel Superheroes?
I've never played that game, so I don't know.
The what?
How do you crawl on ropes? You just walk up to him? Because... Oh, okay.
Quinn, you should be playing the Fortnite, my guy.
Is that what you're doing?
I can't climb the rope. Playing fucking Lego models.
You should be playing that Fortnite.
Or I should be playing Lego. Remember when you used to call Fortnite Gaydemic? You fucking bandwagon.
I thought it was stupid, but I was watching Save the World, not the actual Battle Royale thing. So I actually was calling the wrong thing gay.
Oh, sure, you buffoon.
Oh, okay. We're going to play this game. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to play this game, machine. Yeah. You got no Hulk can't build in Lego Marvel Super.
He just kind of looks and shakes his head.
Yeah, he just kind of goes,
I wonder how many people are actually going to understand what we're talking about.
Zero. None.
Zero, other than me and Quinn.
I don't even understand it. I don't play that.
It's a fun game. What's the best?
I used to play Madden with Quinn.
What's the best video game out there? Like,
that's a hard question.
Like, what's the funnest game you've ever played? Like, fun.
Funnest game I've ever played? Jeez.
I'd have to say.
Can I give a top five?
Sure, go ahead.
Dark Inferno.
Can I give a top five?
Sure, go ahead.
Destiny 1.
Destiny? Mm-hmm.
No, okay, I'm gonna put this one at number five just because it's an old game and it's probably nostalgia getting to me. It's probably not really that fun, but it's probably nostalgia. But
right,
it's Battlefield 2 Modern Combat for the PS2. Dude, that game was so much fun.
Damn, God, that's ancient. How many people?
Spider-Man for the GameCube.
Spider-Man for the GameCube. Whoa. Ultimate
Spider-Man for GameCube. I remember Spider-Man for the PS2.
That game. Dude. Number four. Mm-hmm. Probably Destiny. No, actually, number four is The Division. Stupid, dude. That was the most fun game I've played, like, that entire, like, 4 months span.
And that's why you're still
from when it came out. Yeah, I am, actually.
Hey.
Hey.
Dude, honestly, for 4 months, I was addicted to that game.
The Division sucks. Oh, come on!
Quinn, what's your number four?
My number four... My all-time favorite video game is just Ultimate Spider-Man or like GameCube. That game is just so much fun. Like, in reality...
Number three, Destiny 1.
Destiny.
How do you jump that, Destiny?
I don't like Destiny 2 at all.
Destiny was too much for me. It's just like...
Number two, Battlefield 3. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Number 15.
Battlefield 3.
What's number one?
I don't even know, man. Number like,
what's
one
the funnest, above all, funnest game you've ever played?
The most fun I've ever had playing a game I couldn't put down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like that.
Probably like Black Ops 2.
Oh my god, dude!
Probably Black Ops 2. When all the DLCs were out. I take that back. Black Ops 2 was not that fun because we only played it for 2 months. Actually, it's GTA 5. Easy. GTA 5.
That game was fun.
For the Xbox One.
Yeah. 360. You know, I was talking about 360 version.
Dude, yeah. So, like, Battlefield 2 Modern Combat.
Shit. Spider-Man in the back of the head.
Cannon, what's your
Top five? This is in no order for me. Five games, like Guitar Hero, that was one of mine.
Yay.
I remember like there's a SmackDown versus Raw game that was like ridiculously fun when I was like seven, and I played that game.
Interesting.
Religiously. Yeah, dude, like The Undertaker, dude, like was ridiculous.
Dude, I played Battlefield 3 religiously. That was
hell yeah, dude. I remember what's another game? I forgot the name of it. It's been a while. Like Black Ops.
That was a really fun game. I wouldn't put it in my top five, but it was really fun. All the Call of Duties were fun up until Black Ops 3.
Mm-hmm. Then things just started getting.
Black Ops 3 Zombies was fun, but the last thing that was fun in Call of Duty was Black Ops 3 Zombies. Infinite Warfare, Advanced Warfare, all that crap sucked.
Mm-hmm. The people Batman are gonna games, hate on me dude, for this. The Arkham games, those were some of like
the Arkham games.
Yeah, the Arkham games are some of my most favorite games ever.
Never played them.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Dude, people are gonna hate on me for this, but Call of Duty Ghost Extinction was really fun.
Extinction?
Yes.
And that is my rapper podcast. Stupidity is not allowed.
Dude, everybody hates on COD Ghost, but it was a fun game.
Ghost.
You have six brains. Girl's kind of halfway decent.
Quinn, what's your favorite Call of Duty game?
4-2.
4-2?
Modern Warfare 2 or COD 4.
World War
2. Respectable.
Not Modern Warfare 2. I think my favorite one was like, either Modern Warfare 3 or Modern Warfare 2.
Dude, Modern Warfare 3 was so much fun.
Dude, that game, like, no one could stop me. Like, there's still people who play that.
Modern Warfare 3 right now.
Yeah. Like,
load it up, Quinn. Play it.
There is still people who play that game. Like, I played it about a month ago, and, like, the servers were, like, full of people. Like, they're all fatigued.
Mm-hmm. Those games are big, still big, big, big in the African community.
Eddie mm-hmm. Began-
Dude, you know it's huge for black people? It's FIFA. Oh my gosh.
FIFA?
Yeah.
FIFA's fun if you're playing with other people. But other than that, it's gone.
Yeah.
Wake up! Wake up, Bison!
I think they should add Black Panther into FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Bison.
Definitely, Canon, because that's definitely, like, that type of game.
Yeah, like, you could just, I guess, Wakanda. Like, yeah, I think they should add that to the international teams.
Makes no sense.
Canon, this is why... Well, actually, I've kind of learned.
I mean, they add Thanos to Fortnite. Why can't they add Black Panther?
Because that's semi-relevant to Fortnite.
How?
Because their season 4 was going to be superheroes.
Yeah, I got he has a point.
Yeah, well, they should like. You remember, like, there was like this football game where like you could pick people up and like slam them on their head or some shit.
Crap! I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It was like.
Or like, yeah, actually, like some games that like they were sports games, but they weren't directly related to like you know Madden or FIFA.
Dude, NCAA is coming back in the form of like Gridiron, whatever it's called. It's like it's 2020, but it's gonna be a fun game.
If they like actually brought back like NCAA like as it was, it'd be the top selling game of all time.
Dude,
what?
NCAA is so much fun.
You fool!
What?
You town fool.
It would not, but it'd be a really high selling game, I feel like.
I mean, maybe high selling, but not top selling.
Yeah, actually. I forget, we live in Alabama, so football's a lot bigger than it really is.
Yeah.
Like, hey man.
Somebody can't. Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with the South.
I heard someone from North Dakota talk about football.
North Dakota State, where Carson Wentz is from, got you there.
This guy.
When's the last time you heard somebody from Georgia talk about football? Never.
We were in the national championship, you dick.
And what happened? And what happened, Cannon? Please explain to me what happened.
What happened?
We
took you to overtime. It had to take y'all to overtime to beat us.
We would have beat you by 2 touchdowns if we would have kept Tua in the entire game instead.
Oh, yeah. Well, half. Sure. If an asteroid hit the field, then the game would have not happened.
Destroyed the field.
We still won. That's all that matters, Cannon.
Yeah.
And the Falcons still blew a 28-3 lead.
You were going for the Falcons, you dumbass.
I know I was going for the Falcons, but I'm not a Falcons fan.
I remember that.
It's just because I don't like Tom Brady because I'm a Raiders fan.
When you're a Raiders fan in Alabama.
Ew. I'm not going to be a Titans fan. Vividly.
I'm a Raiders fan, even though I live in the other side of the country. I have absolutely no relation to Oakland, but I still go for Raiders. Oakland! What, I should say you're a Golden State fan because dogs, cats, uncle goes there?
That's a fair point, but I still like Oakland, so.
I mean, I guess.
Where's my shield?
Yeah, but I remember that Easter Bowl vividly.
I don't have my shield. Captain America doesn't have a shield. I can't find it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Stupid. The game he's playing.
Playing Lego Marvel Super Heroes. I couldn't find Captain America's shield.
Where the hell is his shield?
Quinn's just screaming about stuff in the background as we're trying to record.
I mean, that's kind of what it is.
But yeah, Rainbow Six Siege is the best game of all time. If you don't agree, you're an egg.
NCAA is the best football.
Who don't play video games like listen or watch this, so I feel like we should make it more open to people.
Yeah. Let's talk about the yodeling kid.
Shut up. No, we're not doing that.
That wasn't even funny.
I want to punch him in the face. I really do.
I don't hate the kid. I just hate the fact that he got
famous popular because of so stupid
and the fact that
there
are people who are literally like killing them for me.
He's like, never mind. That's a bad comparison.
Like, he's good. I don't know. Actually, what am I talking about?
Guys, I may have to commit fratricide on my younger brother.
What do you say?
What? Yeah, what?
Brother.
I'm sorry.
He came up. He my brother knocked on my door and goes, "Guess what? What? My auntie's gonna let me get Musical.ly."
Oh
no!
Stop him!
And I feel like now I have to kill him.
Yeah, you may have to. That's the only option.
I wouldn't have to. It's gonna be a hard, hard choice, but
You'll
let him in my house.
He won't let your own brother do that.
No! What do I look like, a buffoon? I bet you a pretty penny is one of them.
I bet you a pretty penny.
Okay, what if Lauren Schussler? That's what they call Lauren Schussler.
So is it Laurel or is it Yanny?
Oh, kill me.
I think that's the stupidest thing ever.
What?
I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
I think it's 6'6".
Shoo-shoo.
Mm-hmm. Well, boys, it's been a 6 minutes of recording, and it's 5:30, so I got to bug out.
Oh, he's got to go.
Thank y'all for having me as a guest. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And,
no problem, damn it.
Maybe making a return appearance in the near future.
Yeah, maybe. It's been fun. Yeah, nah, get the hell out of here, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I think, yeah.
It's been an honor serving, boys. Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out.
Skippity-doo-dah. Bye-bye.